I had huge headaches, but I was coming to work every day because it was a very important time in our company's development. Only later I realized that in startups, it's always the most important time in your company's development. There's never a time when you can think, yeah, this is running smoothly now, I can take a break.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, coming at you in Riga, Latvia. Yes, here at Tech Chill. I am so excited to be here. I absolutely love the Baltics, and Tech Chill is an amazing, amazing organization filled with inspiration and connectivity. So I'm here with Nick and Anna, and we're actually going to be doing something special on this episode. Nick is going to be maybe co-hosting, maybe being our main host. We're going to flow with it and see what organically happens as we get to hear Anna's story. First and foremost, Anna, go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone. Tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
All right. So I'm Anna. I am, as people sometimes call me serial entrepreneur. I'm sometimes scared of this because serial is usually followed by something else. But so I've built several companies, and a couple of those have been tech companies, so tech startups. That's how I moved into this scene. That was sometime in 2011. And currently I am doing two jobs at a time. Part-time running Riga Tech Girls, an NGO aimed at bringing more women into the tech field, and my company called Be With, which is not a tech company. It's a clothing company, clothing for hugs, but I am super happy to have my tech background because that has helped me to bring it up, to build it up really fast. This is kind of who I am.
That's perfect. And as we transition into Nick being our guest host, Nick, please tell us a little bit about who you are and how you've been championing women in tech and impact and really making sure that we can all live meaningful, purposeful lives.
Cool. I think I can do that. Actually, perhaps unusually for most people, my first role model for entrepreneurship was actually my mom. She was a full-time mom and running two businesses from home. And I'm of the generation where I was the last to sort of grow up as a baby without the internet, and then the internet and computing, and then the internet, I guess in that order, came into our life. And my mom was, literally one of the first in our street to get a computer at home, taught herself how to use that. You know, this was back in the days of, when we used BASIC for coding, right? 10, go to 20, 20, print something, right? Way back then. And so that was kind of like my very first introduction to both tech and entrepreneurship, right there in my living room and in my dining room and all sorts of stuff. I didn't honestly think too much more about that until I was growing up, and then I sort of ambled into a corporate career, but that entrepreneurial spirit was always there. And so, you know, this whether you want to call it equality or feminist movement or this so-called diversity, you know, lack of women in tech, you know, we have women in tech. Do we need more? Well, that would be nice. Is it a lack of? This is such a dodgy territory to start casting judgments, but I think it would be so much more healthy if there were more women, particularly in leadership positions. Also, as we get into tech about things like AI and algorithms, right? That's a very male-dominated area right now, but we don't know where those algorithms are going to lead. So I think we have the opportunity to not do damage if we are fast enough to get these things fixed. So I'm a huge championship of equal opportunity. So if we can encourage more young girls to get into a more tech perspective, I work with schools to do this. If we can get more university or student age, even if they're not studying, girls to be more interested in tech and what tech can do, then I think that's going to have a really good impact on the world.
And to give you guys an idea, so Nick has been and Anna have been co-emceeing Tech Chill, and they're just really energizing and great, magnetic people. And I thought, what a lovely opportunity to have all of our energies together to celebrate Anna. So Anna, the show is about you. So go ahead and let's, Nick, you and I collab, and we will. We will interview you, Anna. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell us, when did you first discover your love for technology?
All right, so that dates actually back to my childhood, just as Nick explained. So I have taken my entrepreneurial interest from my dad, but also from my mom. So she was, back in the day, in the 80s, there were these papers that you put in the computer and they would put holes in that. And she was working with these. So she was basically doing the very first programming things here in Latvia. And my father, of course, got us a personal computer at home. So I was playing Prince of Persia. And also there was... Anyway, so I was playing the computer all the time. I loved it. And when I went into school, I was always thinking I'm going to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what I will do. And then when I got my first job, that was in communications, in design and advertising. And at some point when I kind of gathered enough experience, I felt like the future is going to be all digital. It's going to be all tech-based. That was back in 2006. When it wasn't yet, but I was like, that's going to be the future. I need to invest my time and energy into that. And so I quit my very stable advertising job at Mac and Ericsson Riga, and I started my own graphic design studio, which was focusing on computers, which at that time was called the second screen. If you can imagine that, that was the second screen. And we started building websites and doing all this kind of techy stuff. And yeah, I loved it all the way through.
So Anna, when did you transition from, you know, falling in love with technology in the beginning and then your pathway into it becoming your career in the future? And talk about where you are right now and then jump back, actually. Like, give everybody context of okay. Rails Girls. Yeah.
Okay. So Riga Tech Girls kind of is the driving force to bring more women into tech. And why we built this was that when we started Fruent back in 2012, which was the first time I was consciously building a startup. Before that, we accidentally created one. But so Fruent was the first startup that we built consciously. We went to Startup Sauna in Helsinki, and we raised capital, and we were doing this tech business. And at that time, we were working at Tech Hub Riga, which was the first co-working space here in Latvia, basically built for tech startups. And there were just two startup co-founders who were female. It was me and it was Alice from Infogram. And it was a little bit lonely for the girls. So it was always guys around and not so many girls. And when I went to conferences, there was never a queue at the toilet. But that did not make me that happy, actually. So a couple of years later, we decided that there should be more girls and women in tech, and we started Riga Tech Girls. And with Riga Tech Girls, what we do is we try to inspire women. So we show these role models, great female founders, women in tech, female developers who are doing amazing things. And we try to show them to the society, to the world, and just... so that the society can make their mind up and kind of on their own figure out, oh, actually women can do this, and my daughter can do this. So this is what we wanna do with Riga Tech Girls. Another thing we do is we do free workshops, so we create this safe environment for women to come in, just women, learn their first line of code, right? Their first line of
yeah,
code.
That's intimate. You have to get somewhere to start.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere. And there are a lot of courses out there. But first of all, you can get quite confused because there are so many of them. And second, when you go to some of them, they're mostly men and guys. And if you're like two girls in the room and then there's like 18 guys, the girls will not ask the questions. And so that's why we try to create a safe environment for them to flourish, to learn, and to support each other. So that's Riga Tech Girls. Apart from that, so I'm also a mother of two daughters and a wife. And so my other, the other thing that I'm building is more connected to relationships and kind of, yeah, building the long-term relationships. But in some ways, I think, so technology is a great thing in our lives. I love it. It's the thing that I love most about technology is that it makes us able to have bigger impact wherever we go. At the same time, of course, it takes away things from us. So when you are touching your touch screen, you're not touching your partner, you're not touching your kids. But actually, your family needs your touches really, 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 like every day. And this is what my other business, my kind of, yeah, my company is about. So I love technology, but I'm trying to balance it all out in my life and also try to help other people balance it out in their lives.
And but bringing it back to this, so when did you like start on that career path to get to where you are today?
All right. So the first thing I started, my first entrepreneurial activity was Hungry Lab. It was a graphic design studio. We built together with Sandis, who is also co-founder of Frunt that we built together, also co-founder of Birda that they founded together.
And you'll have to tell us what all these companies do as well.
All right.
But first, how did you get on that path? Yeah.
So basically, it started in this advertising agency. I was building advertising campaigns for big clients. I was traveling the world. And I was seeing more and more of that technology is taking it over. But in Latvia, in the advertising industry, which was very impactful and big, they were not soaking in this technology. So I felt I could do more with that. And we should invest in that. So we built this Hungry Lab thing where we were doing logo designs for our clients. I was still doing marketing strategies, and we were building websites. And the first step into the tech world happened when our friends came to us, and they said, can you help me build my portfolio website? I want the world to see my work. Those are mostly artists, photographers, different creative people. And back in that time, there were no these like super easy to use website builders. So we thought, okay, we cannot help build a website for every one of our friends, but maybe we could build something that they can use to build it on their own. So we built Birda, which was our accidental startup, and we didn't know that we were doing that, but we built it in evenings and weekends, and we put it out there for free to download for our friends. And just a couple years later, we noticed that people are downloading it in Netherlands and in Spain.
Wow.
And we were like, wow, maybe we can make money out of this, actually. So that's when we learned about a thing called startups.
And then you found out startups aren't supposed to make money.
Ah! Yeah. Well, that we found out, I think, a little bit later. But yeah, so we implemented a payment model into that. So the tool is still free. It's still free today. But if the users want to host on our servers and want us to help get the domain name and everything super easy, then they pay monthly fee. So Birda.me is still there running. Websites are still running on it.
So wait, essentially what you're saying is you were building like WordPress.com before WordPress existed.
Well, it did exist, but it wasn't that popular, so people didn't know about it. And what we built is still pretty unique, because Birda is a tool that you can use to create something very creative. Most of these other website builders, they have templates, so you need to stick to a template. But in Birda, we have the favorite template of our users, of the artists, is Meshy. So basically, they can mesh everything up the way they want. Everything can like be situated and located wherever they want. So Birda was unique in that way. But we were just starting out with startups. We didn't know what to do, how to do it, and everything. But we implemented this payment system, and we saw, okay, we can make money. We can make actually some money with that. But we decided that we want to go bigger scale. And that was 2010-11 when we implemented and we saw that. And at that time, the projection was that in a couple of years, people will be using web from their mobile devices more than from their computer.
What an unbelievable thought. An
unbelievable prediction. And we thought, okay, so we need... So all the websites will need to work smoothly on mobile phones, and none of them were working at that time. So we were the with Frunt, we were building the first responsive design web builder, and at that time, really, we were the first. So before us, only Adobe released a preview of their planned tool. But in 2013, 6th of May, we launched Frunt, and we were the first tool that provided responsive web design.
Wow, I mean, you just hear the word pioneer all the way through here, right? It's just...
100%, yeah.
And I love that, yeah, we kind of accidentally created a startup. I mean, I hate it when that happens to me.
What would you... I'll pass the baton in it and go for it, yeah.
So I'm really intrigued that you go from this kind of like pioneering tech perspective, seeing a little bit of the future, building something, and then you actually just said to us, your current business is offline. It's not tech.
It's not tech. Well, it is online in the sense that I have an online shop where you can buy my...
Sure, but that's not the product,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not a product. So currently, my business is clothing for hugs. So in a way, my husband always says that I'm too far in the future. So people are still not getting my idea. But my idea is that, okay, we can use a technology, but we also need to not use people, but we need to...
We need people.
We need people. We yeah. need to be with the people around us. So my company is called Be With. And this came out of... actually, what I very recently realized came out of a burnout. And so what happened? So we started building Frunt in 2012. We got into Startup Sauna. I went to Startup Sauna with my younger daughter, who was 8 months at that time, so I couldn't leave her. And we were two of us. We were, pitching on the stage and just going through the accelerator, which is a kind of a work camp, if you know. Then we got the first investment. We came back with the Finnish investors. We built a company. We hired a team. We opened a co-working space for designers and developers. And a couple of years later, when I was already starting work on Riga Tech Girls as well, I think that there was a little bit too much on my plate. So two daughters, startup. By that time, we had raised 500K in euros, and the money was running out. We had a big team, huge expectations, a co-working space to run, and so on. And at one point, I got really ill, and I couldn't get well. And so my doctor told me to quit my job, and basically either he would hospitalize me or I quit my job.
My husband said he would hospitalize me, or like, that's really funny. And I like how you're just like, oh yeah, and I got these 500,000 euros. Like, oh, no big deal. And next, like, yeah, hello, that's a big deal.
It was a big deal. That's why I wasn't ready when I got ill. I wasn't ready to get out of my work. I was like, I had huge headaches, but I was coming to work every day because it was super important. It was a very important time in our company's development. Only later I realized that in startups, it's always the most important time in your company's development. There's never a time when you can think, yeah, this is running smoothly now, I can take a break.
Yeah, there's a new crisis every day, guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. And so I quit my job. I told my co-founders, I told my team that I need to have a break. So the doctor told me I need to take at least 2 months off. Accidentally, again, I have a life full of accidents, I realize. So my husband left his work. He was also working in a startup. And in June that summer, we moved all four of us to a small room near the sea, here in Salkrasti in Latvia. And we just lived this 1 month all together in this one small room. And what happened was that after a month, I started feeling better. So my headache went away, and I was like, oh my gosh, where was I? And I felt like, no, I don't want to go back to that, where I was. And another thing that happened during that month was that not only I healed, but also our family healed. Because before that, we had gotten to a place where my relationship with my husband was like more managerial. Like, mm-hmm. who's going to pick up the kids? Who can be home for the weekend? Like, let's put the schedules together and this kind of stuff. And that's not my dream of a marriage.
I got to say, two entrepreneurs in one household sounds like a nightmare recipe.
It does. It does, right? But it was a miracle. It healed. And so what I did, I was like, okay, so I don't want to go back where I just came from. What am I going to do next? What do I want to devote my life to? And at the same time, so there was this miracle. So what happened? And I'm a person who relies a lot on research. So I started reading different researches, and I found out that the physical contact, just, you know, sitting next to each other, just holding hands, just walking by the sea, is super important in maintaining and building your relationship. And I thought, that's exactly what happened to us. We just were there in one room, just sitting next to each other. And if that happened to me, if I forgot about this, how important that is, maybe some other people are also forgetting about that. So I was thinking, how could I turn that around and use it to build my next business? And one night, but putting my daughters to bed, I came up with this idea. So I'm thinking, okay, so we're always covered in clothes, there are people around, that's why we can't touch each other all the time. But what if we had clothes where you can put your hand through and touch the other person? And I was like, this is something I haven't heard about this. And I started telling my friends.
This is so embarrassing because the pennies just dropped. I've seen your work online and I didn't realize it was you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The dresses with the appropriate pockets that are not actually pockets.
Yeah. That's Be With. That's my company. And so I started telling my friends, who are many of them also in startups, and they were like, Anna, you cut something there. You have to try this. And I was like, okay, don't know anything about building a physical product, clothing design, whatsoever. But I found people who I could learn from, and I started prototyping. And I thought, that was like summer. So I thought, by Christmas, I'll have the first batches I could ship and sell. I didn't launch until the next Christmas.
It always happens that way.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
Well, we just had the hardware panel here at Tech Show, right? And the first thing I said is, do you know why it's called hardware? Because it's hard.
Yeah.
I know. But a year and a half later, I managed to launch it, and now it's running.
So exciting. So exciting. Where can people go to find out more, to connect with you?
So the website is bewithclothing.com, and everything is up there. Or they can connect with me over LinkedIn, on Facebook.
Can you spell your name for everybody to find you on LinkedIn, Facebook?
All right. So Anna, it's with a double N, and Andersone. Which is
easy for you to say,
I got it.
Anderson with an E on the end.
Dersone.
It's actually a Swedish surname. You know, the Swedes came here hundreds of years ago. So it's my husband's surname. So my husband is partly Swedish, some part.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's okay. I'm sure you forgive him for that.
Totally, I forgive him.
I just want to take a moment to thank Nick for celebrating women in tech, but I really wanted this to be an example that, it takes a collaborative environment so that we could all become leaders in unison. It's not about women versus men. It's about togetherness.
Togetherness, supporting each other, being with men being together with women, in women also entering the tech field.
And all cultures and ethnicities, it's just about togetherness.
And I think the word you used just now, supporting, is the right word. Not helping, not pushing, but just, what do you need? That's it.
How can people connect with you further, Nick?
You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on the usual Facebook.
And can you spell
Twitters.
Your name for everybody?
Yeah, Nick, N-I-C-K, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
Amazing. Thank you so much to the both of you and to everybody watching live on Rails Girls for being on the Women in Tech podcast here in Riga, Latvia. And a huge thank you to Tech Chill for making all of this possible. This episode has been powered by Simplecast. It is just so exciting. Be sure to say hello to more incredible women in tech at womenintechvip.com. And on social at Women Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Yay. Thank you.
Ciao.
I'm Anna Andersone. I am Chief Empowerment Officer at Riga Tech Girls. It's an NGO bringing more women into the tech field based in Riga, Latvia. If you're interested to speak at our events or somehow contribute, please contact me.
Hi, I'm Nick Stevens from Klagish, based in the Netherlands. My role there is Chief Impact Officer. What I do is I help other companies that already exist to find a new purpose and impactful perspective to their business.
And you're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.